Let us gather together in the name of the Lord to pray for each other on this beautiful Thursday in Advent. Let us pray for the head of the communion, the friendship of the faithful on earth, Pope Leo XIV, and for his intentions, for peace for the Christians in the Middle East and for them to be instruments of peace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. We celebrate St. Damascene, John Damascene, today. Here we go. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Shepherd of souls, in love, come feed us, life-giving bread for hungry hearts. To those refreshing waters lead us, where dwells that peace your grace imparts. May we, the wayward in your fold, by your forgiveness rest consoled. Life-giving vine, come feed and nourish, strengthen each branch with life divine. Ever anew, oh, may we flourish, fruitful the branches on the vine. Lord, may our souls be purified, so that in Christ may we abide. Sinful is man who kneels before you. Worthy of you are you alone, yet in your name do we implore you. Rich are the mercies you have shown. Say but the word, O Lord divine, and then our hearts made pure like thine will be. How beautiful. This is the psalm that the Holy Spirit gave me when I first woke up today, when I opened my Bible. And here it is. It's an evening prayer. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. This is the antiphon. Thanksgiving for deliverance from death, Psalm 30. Christ, risen in glory, gives continual thanks to his Father. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me, and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts but a moment, his favor through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God I made appeal. What profit would my death be? My going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me, you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. And then another beautiful one, happy are they whose sins are forgiven, Psalm 32. We finish our antiphon here with the glory be. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. Oh, happy the man to whom the Lord impugns no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I kept it secret and my frame was wasted. I groaned all the day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up as by the summer's heat. But now I have acknowledged my sins. My guilt I did not hide. I said, I will confess my offense to the Lord, and you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule, unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Exalt, you just. Oh, come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You desired, Lord, to keep us from your indignation, and so you did not spare Jesus Christ, who was wounded for our sins. We are your prodigal children, but confessing our sins, we come back to you. Embrace us that we may rejoice in your mercy together with Christ, your beloved Son. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pray for all of your intentions. We pray for each other's most urgent intentions. Hail Mary, full of grace, pray for us before the Father. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We pray again for the Holy Spirit to come through Mary's intercession and help us to save us. Grant us the graces that we desperately need most. I pray for your intentions. You in turn pray for me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. Hear the word of the Lord, all you nations. Proclaim it to the ends of the earth. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Send them forth, hugging the earth like reptiles, from Selah across the desert to the mount of daughter Zion. Like flushed birds, like startled nestlings, are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Offer counsel, take their part. At high noon, let your shadow be like the night, to hide the outcasts, to conceal the fugitives. Let the outcasts of Moab live with you, be their shelter from the destroyer. When the struggle is ended, the ruin complete, and they have done with trampling the land, a throne shall be set up in mercy, and on it shall sit in fidelity, in David's tent, a judge upholding right and prompt to do justice. On that day, the glory of Jacob shall fade, and his full body grow thin, like the reaper's mere armful of stalks, when he gathers the standing grain, or when one gleans the ears in the valley of Rephaim. Only a scattering of grapes shall be left, as when an olive tree has been beaten, two or three olives remain at the very top, four or five on its fruitful branches, says the Lord, the God of Israel. On that day, man shall look to his Maker, his eyes turned toward the Holy One of Israel. He shall not look to the altars, they are his handiwork, nor shall he regard what his fingers have made, the sacred poles or the incense stands. Responsory prayer. I shall raise up an heir for David, one who is just. He will make fair judgment prevail on earth, and this is the name they will give him. The Lord is our righteousness. A throne of mercy will be set up. There a true judge will sit, one who seeks justice and is swift to do right. And this is the name they give him. The Lord is our righteousness. So we're celebrating the optional memorial of St. John Damascene, priest and doctor, so I'm going to read from that, but I also might read the reading for the day, too. It just depends on how much time we have. Second reading from the Statement of Faith by St. John Damascene, priest. O Lord, you led me from my father's loins and formed me in my mother's womb. You brought me a naked babe into the light of day, for nature's laws always obey your commands. By the blessing of the Holy Spirit, you prepared my creation and my existence, not because man willed it or flesh desired it, but by your inevitable grace. The birth you prepared for me was such that it surpassed the laws of our nature. You set me forth into the light by adopting me as your son, and you enrolled me among the children of your holy and spotless church. You nursed me with spiritual milk, the spiritual milk of your divine utterances. You kept me alive with the solid food of the body of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, and our God. And you let me drink from the chalice of his life-giving blood, poured out to save the whole world. You loved us, O Lord, and gave up your only begotten Son for our redemption. And he undertook the task willingly and did not shrink from it. Indeed, he applied himself to it as though destined for sacrifice, like an innocent lamb. Although he was God, he became man, and in his human will became obedient to you, God, his Father, unto death, even death on a cross. In this way you have humbled yourself, Christ, my God, so that you might carry me, your stray sheep, on your shoulders. You let me graze in green pastures, refreshing me with the waters of orthodox teaching at the hands of your shepherds. You pastured these shepherds, and now they in turn tend your chosen and special flock. Now you have called me, Lord, by the hand of your bishop, to minister to your people. I do not know why you have done so, for you alone know that. Lord, lighten the heavy burden of the sins through which I have seriously transgressed. Purify my mind and heart like a shining lamp. Lead me along the straight path. When I open my mouth, tell me what I should say. By the fiery tongue of your Spirit, make my own tongue ready. Stay with me always and keep me in your sight. Lead me to pastures, Lord, and graze there with me. Do not let my heart lean either to the right or to the left, but let your good Spirit guide me along the straight path. Whatever I do, let it be in accordance with your will, now until the end. And you, O Church, are a most excellent assembly, the noble summit of perfect purity, whose assistance comes from God. You, in whom God lives, receive from us an exposition of the faith that is free from error, to strengthen the Church just as our fathers handed it down to us. Responsory prayer. True teaching was in his mouth. No evil was ever found on his lips. He walked with me in goodness and peace. My hand will be a steady help to him. My arm will give him strength. He walked with me in goodness and in peace. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Wait, where's our antiphon? It should be from the Comment of Doctors, if we're going to do that. O blessed Doctor, St. John Damascene, light of Holy Church and lover of God's law, pray to the Son of God for us. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We're going to have St. Nick's feast day. We're going to celebrate the real-life Santa Claus, the actual St. Nick, St. Nicholas of Myra, in just a few days. Hope it doesn't fall on a Sunday. Oh, yeah, so it's going to be Saturday. Sorry about that interruption. Oh, blessed Doctor, St. John Damascene, light of Holy Church and lover of God's law, pray to the Son of God for us. to Christ, the great light promised by the prophets, to those who live in the shadow of death. Let us raise our voices in prayer. Come, Lord Jesus. Word of God, in the beginning you created all things, and in the fullness of time assumed our nature. Come and deliver us from death. True light shining on mankind, come and dispel our darkness. Only begotten Son, dwelling in the Father's heart, come and tell us God's loving kindness. Christ Jesus, you come among us as the Son of Man. Transform those who know you into the sons of God. We welcome all who call upon you. You welcome all who call upon you in need. Bring them into your wedding feast, those who beg at your door, at the door. We pray for those in desperate need, especially for the people in our prayer group and our online digital community, and that we may have a reconnection with you, a renewal of why we do this, because I'm always struggling with that myself, and a renewal of ministry for the right reasons and a renewal of our hearts. Now let us pray. Decade of the Rosary. We ask Our Lady to be our mother and to help us focus on Him and enter into the true human life of Jesus. For it is only through the sacrament that is the Son embodied, the saints tell us, that we can truly access God and pass to higher levels of spiritual relationship with God. The institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners and spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. I offer, Lord, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. May God bless us and protect us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.